Imagine waking up one morning with a clarity you haven't felt in years. Your mind feels sharper, your energy abundant, and there's an unusual sense of peace within you. This isn't fantasy. It's the reality experienced by thousands who've broken free from pornography addiction using the Easy Peasy method. Unlike traditional approaches that frame quitting as a battle of willpower and sacrifice, this revolutionary method, inspired by Alan Carr's approach to smoking cessation, helps people escape without the typical withdrawal struggles. What makes this approach different? It's built on a simple yet profound insight. Freedom from porn isn't about giving up something valuable, it's about escaping a trap that offers nothing of genuine worth. As internet pornography consumption reaches epidemic proportions, with studies suggesting over 70% of men and 30% of women regularly consume it, this perspective offers a refreshing path to freedom that has transformed countless lives. Internet pornography represents a uniquely dangerous trap, a convergence of human vulnerability and technology. Unlike addictions with clear consequences, porn addiction hides behind normalization. What starts as casual use with the belief that I can stop anytime evolves into a seemingly unbreakable cycle. The challenge in quitting isn't physical withdrawal, but psychological conditioning that frames porn as valuable, whether as a coping tool or stress relief. Users find themselves trapped in contradiction, often discouraging others from porn while unable to stop themselves. During quit attempts, many feel controlled by an irresistible force, constantly delaying freedom while blaming their willpower. The reality is stark. Porn creates lasting negative effects, irritability, stress, fatigue, and sexual dysfunction, while offering nothing of value. Two simple questions reveal this truth. Would you start using porn knowing what you know now? Would you want your children to use it? The instinctive no exposes the addiction's fundamental paradox. Internet porn exploits our brain's natural reward mechanisms in unprecedented ways, making quitting particularly challenging. When we encounter sexual stimuli, our brain produces dopamine to create motivation, while pleasure comes from opioids released during orgasm. This system evolved for real-world encounters, but porn's unlimited novelty and accessibility disrupts it. Each new video floods the brain with dopamine for extended periods, while delta-fos-B release strengthens these neural pathways. The brain compensates by reducing dopamine receptors, causing two effects: diminished pleasure from normal activities and increased stress levels. Users develop tolerance, requiring more extreme content for the same effect. Many users eventually consume content they once found disturbing, with negative emotions paradoxically increasing arousal. The addiction creates a persistent emptiness where porn provides only temporary relief, similar to wearing tight shoes for the pleasure of taking them off. Users mistake this relief for genuine pleasure when it's merely alleviating the discomfort created by the addiction itself. Porn addiction is sustained by four key myths about its supposed benefits: stress relief, boredom relief, concentration aid, and relaxation. Each is a dangerous misconception. Rather than relieving stress, porn intensifies it. Users anticipate their next session to ease withdrawal symptoms, but this cycle makes them more anxious than non-users. The addiction gradually undermines confidence and can lead to sexual dysfunction, with users preferring virtual experiences to real intimacy. The boredom relief myth is equally deceptive. Addiction creates an artificial void that feels unbearable when bored. While distractions can mask this temporarily, boredom triggers cravings. Moreover, porn actually increases lethargy and makes other activities less appealing. Far from aiding concentration, porn disrupts it. Compulsive browsing becomes automatic during tasks, while years of dopamine flooding impairs cognitive function. The constant chase for novel content creates additional stress and anxiety. The relaxation myth is perhaps the most ironic. The desperate search for perfect content and internal battles with escalating desires create tension, not peace. Unlike non-users who find satisfaction in basic needs, porn users remain trapped in an endless cycle of artificial hunger. The fear of being deprived makes quitting difficult, but this fear is misplaced. Porn doesn't fill a void, it creates one. Our bodies weren't designed for supernormal stimulus, and like processed foods overriding natural satiety signals, pornographic content overwhelms our natural sexual response systems, creating artificial needs. Users often find themselves trapped between miserable abstinence or shameful use. Like smokers sneaking a cigarette, porn users aren't seeking enjoyment but avoiding discomfort. This creates a destructive cycle that deepens the addiction. The main benefits of quitting are psychological, regained confidence, freedom, and mental clarity. It's like discovering that an ointment supposedly treating a cold sore is actually making it worse. Would you continue using it? Similarly, porn's fix is what perpetuates the problem. By quitting porn, you lose nothing of value. Instead, you gain back time, health, and mental freedom. Users typically recover hours of productive time weekly, experience better sleep, improved relationships, and a clearer conscience. The only sacrifice is a destructive habit that never provided real satisfaction. The easy way to stop porn consists of two simple steps. Make an unshakable decision to never watch again, and celebrate your freedom instead of mourning the loss. The real challenge isn't the mild physical dopamine addiction, but the psychological brainwashing about porn's perceived benefits. The essential mindset involves recognizing there's nothing valuable to give up, rejecting the just a peek fallacy, acknowledging your curable addiction, and separating it from your identity. Once you make the final decision, you instantly become a non-user. Physical withdrawal symptoms are mild, similar to slight hunger pangs. What makes them challenging is the mental association with deprivation. Reframe these sensations as healing signals. This is just porn leaving my system. Non-users don't experience these pangs. They're the addiction dying. For about 3 weeks, you'll face triggers, specific times, emotions, or situations that previously led to porn use. Rather than suppressing thoughts about porn, use each one as an opportunity to celebrate your freedom. Maintain unwavering confidence in your decision to quit. Once free from porn, you'll experience remarkable benefits. The most immediate is psychological. The dark shadows in your subconscious mind disappear. These shadows, created by porn use itself, cause the anxiety that users mistakenly believe porn helps relieve. Mental clarity and focus improve as your brain restores dopamine sensitivity, allowing you to enjoy normal pleasures again. Many feel as though a fog has lifted within weeks. Relationships flourish as you become fully present, no longer viewing partners through pornographic expectations. Energy levels surge as the post-use lethargy gives way to natural vitality. Many blame age for their fatigue when it's actually porn draining their energy. Time becomes abundant. 30 minutes daily amounts to a working day every fortnight. The moment of revelation typically occurs within 3 weeks when you realize you're completely free from needing porn. Unlike those who quit through willpower and feel deprived, you'll experience this as a life-changing victory. No porn user, given the chance to start over, would choose to begin the habit. Make it a lifelong rule never to watch porn. You're not giving up anything, you're gaining everything.